Welcome back. This is 101.9. You're listening to Le Ritual. I'm greeted here with Brie and special guest Maya. I'm your host, Lily. For any of our recurring listeners, hi.
Welcome back.
Hello. You just listened to a revolutionary opener of a live album. It was Robot Rock / Oh Yeah by Daft Punk. It's off their album Alive, 2007, live at Coachella, life-changing set. And it really gets me back in my mood, gets me back in like the groove of things, which, newsflash, is the topic of today's episode. What brings you back in the groove? You know, it's almost the spring equinox, which is tomorrow. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. A little info on Daft Punk. They evolved from Paris, France in the 90s. They were a big contributor to French house music, and they just keep making bangers after banger after banger. But the reason why I chose Alive 2007, especially their intro song, is because it makes me feel like I've just awakened out of hibernation, because I never listened to it throughout the winter. But when it becomes sunny, even though it's not sunny at all here, and the weather starts getting warmer and I become more productive, it's always blasting in my ears. It's like my spring summer mix, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I mean, enough about Daft Punk, they've got a big platform already. Maya, get us started. What gets you back in the groove?
The song that gets me back in the groove, personally, which was introduced to me by our dear friend Serena.
Shout out, Serena.
I play it and genuinely, like things start shifting in my brain, and I'm like, oh my God, we're so back. it's She Can't Love You by Shamiz, which this is their only song. Actually,
which is crazy,
which I didn't know that, but they're just like they just went into the studio. It's a husband and wife duo.
That's amazing, actually.
And they just released this song in 1982, and the only things on their Spotify is just like remixes of this song, because it's a great song.
They said this is all you need to get your groove back.
They said we're putting this out to the world, and that's about it.
True though, it does get your groove back. And I mean, I'm always like, I feel like I always have this song stuck in my head at least at some point in the week. She can't love you. I mean, should we get into it?
She can't love you.
She can't love you like I do. Yeah, let's groove, guys. Come on.
She can't love you like I do. get back in the groove.
She can love you.
She can love you.
She can love you like I do.
She
can love you.
That was She Can't Love You by Shamis. You're listening to Le Ritual on CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back. That song is always, always a banger.
We were grooving.
Yeah, we were dancing in the studio. It was pretty awesome.
I was singing a bit.
Yeah, we were all like singing
over the
along.
Music. We could hear it.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I feel like there's no need to like linger on it, which is funny because this next band always makes me think of the Cranberries, but this is Bree's topic. So
okay, my groove song is honestly one of my favorite songs. I never get tired of it, and if I'm feeling sad, I put it on and I always have to groove. If I'm feeling happy, I put it on. If I'm feeling anything, I put it on. So we're going to listen to Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. Classic song. So this band actually started as like a Christian music band.
What?
That's where they found their audience, in a niche like Christian music world. And then they hit mainstream success when they released Kiss Me and their cover of There She Goes.
Yeah.
That's them?
I know that cover.
They cover that.
I didn't know that was their cover. Wow. You know.
And I just think, I just truly think the song will never get old. It's so beautiful.
It is so
beautiful.
It makes
me so happy. So,
I mean, should we play it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm down. This is Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
Barley nightly beside the green.
swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh, kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Lead me out on the moonlit floor. Lift your open hair, strike up the band and make the fireflies dance. Silver moon sparkling. So kiss me.
I love that song.
So
every
beautiful.
Time I have a crush, that song comes
that's
on.
That's playing in the ears.
That's playing
yep.
in my ears on repeat.
Skipping around. Like,
oh, yeah, of course.
Picturing myself walking down the stairs like...
She's all that.
Yeah.
Ugh. In that beautiful dress.
Yeah. I was going to say, and her shoes are so
her
beautiful.
Her shoes are
beautiful.
At the bottom of the stairs.
I love them so much.
I need this now.
Guys, let's all manifest that for each other, please, please.
Crush waiting on the stairs. I'm in an awesome dress.
Sometimes when I walk down the stairs of Bri and I's house, I like think that. Like I'm just like, oh, maybe someone's
so
gonna be waiting
me.
Down there. It's Bri. It's Bri.
Yeah, and I'm singing that song.
Yeah. Kiss me. Yeah. I mean, fair enough. That's who you should greet me in the morning.
Oh, I will.
I mean, I'm gonna. Honestly, switch up the vibe, not gonna lie. When I'm getting back in the groove, like, I'm thinking of, like, ooh, like, I need to dance. Like, I need to, like, move my body. And, like, something about this song just, like, really gets me just in a good mood. The thing that's even funnier is I found this while watching an episode of Gossip Girl, which I just started watching. And you know what? Shockingly... I'm into it.
It's actually
a good show.
It's a good show.
I'm gonna be honest. It's pretty good. But the song is "Shove It" featuring Spank Rock, but it's made by an artist called Santigold. It's off a self-titled album from 2008. She's also featured on the new Tyler the Creator album, so you know she's gonna be good. There's just something about this song. I can't even explain it. I feel like it's too fresh in my mind to really have, like, a deep knowledge about it yet, but I just really needed to play it. And this was actually the song that made me come up with the theme for this week. So I think we should play it. So I think we should play it right now. This is Shove It by Santa Gold. Was Shove It by Santa Gold featuring Spank Rock, which is such an interesting name, but I just love that song. Did that get you guys back in a groove?
Oh, it yeah. did.
Out of a funk, back in a groove.
I have a yes. back in a groove wanting it to be like warm outside so I can go like,
I know, it's so cold. It's so cold. Vancouver, bring back your warm weather, please, please. I mean, well, I don't know.
Apparently, there's a day next week that's going to be, like, 15 degrees, so.
I saw that. Okay, so it's happening. It's going to come back.
Let's go swimming.
Honestly, yeah, it's a Tuesday. Maybe. I mean, anyway, let's move right along. Maya, what else do you have for us?
This next song, I actually just heard it this morning. Thank you, Serena, again. And
thank you, our Canadian artist queen.
Thank you. It's called September Fields by Frazee Ford, who is a Vancouver-based singer and songwriter who mainly does, like, folk music. The song is from her 2014 album, Indian Ocean. And I heard it this morning and I was like, this is a great song. And it was kind of making me like, oh, like I wish like the weather was like a little bit warmer because I would love to just like prance around. And
prance around. I mean, yeah, for real. Wouldn't we all love to do that? That sounds amazing. I mean, any other information? It's fine if not.
Not really. Just it's actually like a very good song. And shout out Frazee Ford. And Serena is a big fan of hers. So
I'm ready. Are you ready, Bree?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. This is September Fields by Frazee Ford. All right, that was September Fields by Frazee Ford. Really good song. I've never heard that before. Love it. You were saying it gives like a Stevie Nicks, as what was the other artist?
Dolly.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, Stevie Nicks. Dolly Parton, yeah.
Very much.
If they had
a
baby.
I very much get the Dolly Parton voice, which I love.
Love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, this was a great song.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you, Serena.
I put it on my list. Yeah, thank you, Serena. Also put that one on my playlist. But yeah, moving along. Brie, what do you have for us?
Okay. I'm going to play this song that I have been obsessed with for the past, like, 3 months, I'd say. Love Me Not by Raven Lena.
Lene.
Thank you, Lily.
Lena? Well, I don't even know. That's just how I interpret her name.
Yeah, this album came out 2024.
Whoa.
She is a super talented artist. And I think that this is such a great song. It's the most popular one. I did discover it on Instagram, but I would definitely suggest listening to the rest of the album because it's all super, super amazing. There's a lot of, what am I trying to say? It's a very diverse album. Like, she has a lot of sounds and within it, and it's just, like, every song is uniquely good.
I love that.
So, yeah.
No, let's do it. I've also never heard of Raven Lynne. I hope I'm not butchering her name. But, yeah, this is Love Me Not.
See right now, I need you, I'll meet you somewhere now. You up now, I see you, I get you, take care now. Slow down, be cool, I miss you, come here now. It's yours now, keep it, I'll hold on until now. I need you right now, once I leave you, I'm strung out. If I get you, I'm slowly breaking down. And oh, it's hard to see you, but I wish you were right here.
We're back with La Ritual. I'm Lily, and I'm joined here with Maya and Brielle. That was Love Me Not by Raven Lynne. I realize I have listened to that song, and it's amazing. And I've also, too, found it off of Instagram as well. I feel like we only have time for one more song, honestly. I mean, how would you feel about discussing about what gets us back in the groove besides music?
It's a great idea.
What gets you guys back in, like, your groove? Like, what gets you out of a funk, honestly?
A big one for me is, like, going out to, like, dinner with, like, my friends. Like, that's always, like, a nice meal, even if it's, like, we're all cooking together or, like, we're going out to, like, a, like, fun little restaurant. Like, that.
Yeah.
That'll do something for the psyche.
Yes. No, I honestly, a picnic.
Does.
Yeah.
And I keep saying it, guys, the summer. It genuinely.
It's going to do so much.
The sun.
It'll heal.
The sun.
It does heal.
The sun truly heals. Like, you don't realize it until.
Spending all day on the beach.
Yeah.
Going for a bike ride gets me out of a major funk.
Ooh, going on a bike ride. Needless to say, I'm getting a new bike for my birthday.
Yeah.
I still need to find the one that I want, but I am so excited.
Hello.
That gets me out of a funk because also it's like with bike riding, you're getting some exercise in, but you're also like releasing a bunch of energy, and you don't look bad on a bike, I find.
No, never.
Like, it's just, it's an easy way out.
Except for when you have to roll your pant leg up to your knee on your bike.
Okay.
Seeing you like that gets me out of a funk.
Whoa, diss? Is that a diss?
Whoa.
Is that not? Or do you, do you like it?
I like it. I think you look most beautiful when your one calf is exposed.
Ooh,
so.
Hello.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, considering that this next artist would honestly be somebody that would pull this look, kind of is honoring as well. But for our final song, I felt like this is the ultimate get out of a funk, get back in your groove, start your day, be productive, get out there, do your thing. Whatever. Everybody knows this song. It's The Spins by Mac Miller.
Yes.
And Empire of the Sun.
Yep.
I did not know it was them on that track.
Awesome.
Which made me like it even more, honestly.
And like the sampling is actually like so
it's
beautiful and so,
so
awesome.
Good. Especially.
And it makes me cry a little bit.
No, I know. Like, because did you guys all, when you graduated high school, listen to this song?
I was just going
to
ask, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just graduated high school. Yeah, exactly. That's the best line of that song.
I made my graduation post that caption.
Of course, because Mac Miller is such like a Gen Z rapper, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was a voice for a lot of our generation, I feel. I mean, this album came out in 2010, and it was his first studio release album, a banger
drop. And that entire album is awesome.
So good.
Beautiful, no notes.
Oh, it's so good.
And
it's amazing.
His Tiny Desk Concert, that will get me. That will get me out of a funk, but also put me back in one. Because it's actually so beautiful and so perfect, but it's also like, I can't watch it too much.
No,
else, like,
I know it's so good because, like, R.I.P. Mac Miller. We miss you every day.
You know, they just released another album.
Yeah.
What?
Balloonerism. Yeah.
Oh,
and he already
wait,
had
that
the
was
art
actually like a new.
For
it. Oh.
Apparently, like, he already had the art and everything.
Yeah, it was like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was
deep.
Supposed to be released, like, I think before his last two albums. But it was, like, kind of.
Wow.
I
mean, wow. Some new Mac Miller lore. I mean, that's kind of perfect for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I hope you guys, whoever is listening out there, has an amazing, lovely day. If you're in Vancouver, I'm sorry that it's so cold and rainy, but we're going to get on that. We're going to get on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get better. Don't worry, because the song is going to make it better. And we'll see you for not next week, obviously, but the week after, because the girl's got to study. But we love you guys, and let's hope the song brightens up your day just a tiny bit.
Dope shit like that, Germ. Oh, hi. Welcome back to Kids. Follow your dreams. Yeah. Wanna get a mansion, a jacuzzi, a theater to watch my movies, couple whips and lots of fancy things. The kids, they call it Goonies. I see the future, crystal ball, mirror, mirror hanging on the wall. Who the flyest white boy of them all? Got your girlfriend screening all the calls. She bubbling, we fucking and you cuddling. Like, baby, where the fuck you been? Don't wanna tell you she in love with him. So we ain't saying nothing. You could probably tell she bluffing, cause she kissed you with the mouth. She gave me head with my concussion. Yeah, she blushing all red. Wanna rush and go to bed. You interrogate that bitch like you the feds. So she says she in love with a rock star. Rock star wanna smoke my weed. So she asked me where the tops are. Tops are.
Oh,
top drawer.
Oh,
yeah. Burn.
this blunt, then let me take them home and do anything I want. I said, baby, I can ride ya, just let me get inside ya. I can take you higher if you hit this vaporizer. I got that dope dick, I be a supplier. You grabbing on my sheets and hitting notes like you Mariah. Obsessed with me, undressed a freak on ecstasy. I'm out and then she texting me like, what you doing next week, next week?
Girl, I don't cut anything yet. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
I'm just doing